So as I understand it in Morocco, and I think this is also fairly generalizable to Algeria and Tunisia, those countries, the original people who lived there, we call them Berber. Some people don't like that word because it comes from the Greek for barbarian. Some Berbers call themselves Amazigh. But those were the indigenous people, and they have indigenous languages. And then there was the Arab invasion that brought Islam and Arabic as a language. And then later there was the French colonization that the French kind of eradicated a lot of indigenous schooling, you know, and instituted colonial schools where French was the language of instruction. So then the question of, like, what language do people speak? You know, it's so complicated, and there's so many different levels of language and the knowledge that people have in each. So oftentimes in conversation, people from North Africa will sort of switch between and weave all of those languages in. You know, so maybe not necessarily Berber or Amazigh, but Darija, the spoken dialect, and then a few words of Fusha, the classical Arabic, and then some French words, and even the Darija has taken on many words from French.